Thanks for listening to this sermon from Redemption Church. Redemption exists to help you wake up to a deep, meaningful life in Christ. For more information, please visit redemptionedmond.com.
All right. Well, y'all pray for me that I don't fall off the back of the stage. I have a hard time sitting still sometimes, and there's not a lot of room to operate here, so we're going to have some fun. I saw there's a few people still coming in. It's a little crowded here. We definitely lost rows with having to put the screen up here, so hopefully that'll be gone. There's still some seats down here in the splash zone if you want to risk it and take a chance on coming down here right in front of me. But we were talking to someone before the service, and they were saying, you know, it feels like we're building suspense by keeping the plastic up for another week and just kind of waiting for the reveal. You know, like some home improvement show, and people were saying, you know, you need to find a way to just let it drop next week after the first song or something. And someone said, you should get some pyrotechnics like there. And so if you guys have suggestions, we're open. We're open to ideas if you got things we want to do. No, it'll be good. It's looking good back here. We're going to be painting this week and should be a little bit back to normal next Sunday. So we're excited to get to experience the finished out space up here. Well, as we head into the fall, we're in this series called Together, and we're talking about what does it look like for us as a church? What has God called us to do? Who has he called us to be? What are the things we're supposed to be about as a group of people? And one of Jesus' very last statements he made to his disciples or his followers, we often call the Great Commission. He said that we are to go and make disciples, and we're to baptize people, and we're to teach them to obey everything that he had taught them. And we often refer to this as the Great Commission, and that's certainly true. I think sometimes in the life of the church, if you've been around churches a long time, that begins to just become noise. It begins to be something that feels like a church growth strategy or a slogan or a saying that we are supposed to throw out and put across something, or maybe a strategy for how we're to do things, rather than seeing it for what Jesus meant it to be, which is this grassroots movement of disciples whose hearts and minds have been captured by Christ and who were sent out from Jerusalem to scatter throughout the globe and set up pockets of people called churches where they were to continue to be witnesses for him and point people to the life that is really life that can be found only in Christ. And one of the things that I feel is you kind of think about the church is here in the Western church in modern era, I feel like we've become really good at building, gathering a crowd, but we've not been as good at making disciples. We've been good at the hype of emotionalism, but we've not been as good at helping everyday people learn the basic stuff of what does it look like to find life in Christ and to experience meaning in him. And so as we think about kind of our season in the life of the church, this is just what's been on my heart as we kind of head into this next season. I feel like we've grown a lot. We're seeing a lot of new faces. The thing that keeps me up at night is wondering, how do we help you guys continue to keep growing as disciples? How do we continue to see you rise up towards maturity and continue to develop as followers of Jesus? Paul one time told a group of people when he's writing a letter to Philippi, he says, I want to go away and be with Jesus, but I know that I have to stay here. I will remain, and I'm going to continue with you all for this purpose, for your progress and your joy in the faith. Paul says that I'd love to just go away and be away with Jesus, go to heaven, have everything be resolved, but I know that God's left me here for a purpose, and I'm here for your progress, for your growth, and for your joy. Part of what that means is if you're not growing and if you're not experiencing joy in Christ, then we're not doing something right. There ought to be this sense of progress, this sense of momentum, and this sense of experiencing the joy of life and walking with Jesus. Friends, if you want to live well, if you want to live a deep, meaningful life, it's going to be in part because you're being trained up in the things of God, and you're growing and moving towards maturity in those things through intentional investment in and through the discipleship of the church. Friends, I promise you, I of all people know churches are not perfect, but they are God's plan. And we dare to believe that as imperfect as the church is, that the church is still a good gift from God that's here for your progress and your joy. That this is why we exist. It's what we're to be about. And we whenever we experience a healthy church, it's always a place of joy, a place of deep relationship and community, a place where truth is lifted up and exalted, and a place where our lives are shaped and formed to look more like Christ. That's what happens in churches, and what happened in the New Testament is pockets of people were gathered all around the globe in this thing called the church. And in this series, we've been looking at kind of some unique individuals in the Bible, taking some people that weren't the heroes, weren't the headliners, but people whose names show up in the New Testament, but maybe were easy to overlook. And we've been looking at them because I want you to understand your role as an everyday person and how you have a part to play in this story.